Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is the show where we make you a better real estate investor. You ask a question, I get to answer them live right here on the show. You can ask a question just by going to our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Again, that's morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave like a 30-second voicemail. No need to go longer than that. That way we can save time. We're going to get three different questions today from you. I'm glad to answer those real estate related questions. Let's start today with David with his question.
Hello, Clayton. My name is David. I have about $42,000 in self-directed retirement funds, wanting to invest in single family properties. With such a small amount, I don't know how that would be possible to even get started until I can build up that account to a higher level. Any thoughts, any ideas? I know 40% down is required. What would you suggest?
Well, thanks, David. Actually, you're well ahead of the game because like if you work with our company at Morris Invest, like our single family properties, you can pretty much do about 30,000 down will get you a single family new construction property. So you're already there. If you wanted additional funding to go a little bit further, you could look at different options. Like on our website, we've got a funding tab right at the top of our website. If that's an area of interest to you. 0% interest funding, but $42,000 is plenty for a down payment. Again, save your money. Let funding from financial sources that are with very low interest rates right now take advantage of the rest for you. So if you're interested in that, David, please book a call with us. It's totally free. We'll get on the phone for 30 minutes with you and walk you through this process, especially with a self-directed IRA. I mean, that's our specialty. So you're already in the driver's seat for being able to take advantage of a single family home that way. In fact, my wife and I just added two more to our portfolio using that exact same strategy in our self-directed IRA. And each of the down payments is about $30,000. So you're right there, man. Good for you, David. Don't worry about having to save up more money on that front. Let other people's money and the banks do the rest for you. So great question. Right. And to the point. Thank you for that. If you are interested in getting 0% interest funding for real estate, you can come over to our website by going to morrisinvest.com/funding, and you'll save $500 off the sign-up fee to work with our friends at Fund and Grow. You have to use that link. It's right there at the top of our website. And they will get you 0% interest business credit cards for real estate investing. It's a fantastic way to take advantage of business credit and that it's not tied to you personally. That's the beauty of it. They'll get you multiple cards. Again, my first round of funding I was able to get, it was $180,000 at 0% interest. And then, of course, you got to be smart with it, right? So within that 12 months and 18 months where it's 0%, then, of course, you want to be thinking about refinancing or paying off that initial down payment amount. So even if you don't have a down payment amount, this is a great option for you to check out. Again, go to morrisinvest.com/funding to take advantage of that. All right, our next question comes from Kevin. Let's listen to Kevin.
Clayton, quick question. I have twin 19-year-old daughters that want to start investing, but obviously don't have the funding or built-up credit. One has partial credit, one has zero credit. Are there financing options for them? And what might those be? Thanks, Kevin Brown.
Okay, thanks, Kevin Brown. I appreciate the question. And congrats on raising two lovely 19-year-old girls who are ready to invest in real estate. They are ahead of the game. My gosh, I wish I was that intelligent with investing in real estate or investing at that age. So good on you for being a great dad and teaching them that this is the way to build wealth. Not to work for somebody else in a W-2 job and put money into a 401k. So thank you for being a great father and teaching them. We need more of you in this world. I really mean that. So to answer your question on funding, there's a lot of options. Number one, one of the things that you've heard me talk about here on the show quite a bit is non-recourse financing, Kevin. So we have non-recourse financing built into a lot of our rental properties. That means that the bank doesn't care what kind of credit you have. They're looking at the asset and they're backing the asset. Now, the interest rates are going to be a little bit higher, but not much than where we currently are with the traditional financing. Yes, you will need to come with about 35-40% down, but it's non-recourse, not tied to your personal credit. So it's a great thing for an investor who has 10 properties and wants to go beyond that traditional financing limit of 10 properties in your own name. It's great for international investors. It's also great for people that don't have established credit like your daughter's. So that's just one option. Another option would be for you to be a co-signer. You can structure it in such a way where you take control of that asset. You know, you can construct it however you want, but you could be a co-signer. It enables them to build up that credit. And, you know, if they default, you get that property. So maybe working with them on a co-signing process to see how that could go along to help them build their credit. Another thing to do is, again, I mentioned it earlier, but go to our website. We've got a funding tab there. See if this is something that would be of interest to them. Again, not tied to their personal names. They need to have some level of credit set, but not a lot. And as long as their credit score isn't low, then they should be able to take advantage of getting 0% interest funding. You know, we have a full blog post on our website about all of the different ways that you can take advantage of funding as well. Whether it's private funding, private financing, hard money loans, there's all sorts of ways for them to take advantage of the different financing options that are out there. They can partner with somebody else. And we have a lot of clients that come together and partner and create an LLC together. I mean, one thing I would consider doing is maybe partnering with them, creating an LLC, the three of you, and structuring it in such a way where, you know, you're smart about it. We have a full video on partnerships and LLC structures on our website, on our YouTube channel. So I would check that out. But creating an LLC where the partnership parameters are established, you are going to co-sign on a loan with them, and they are able to get a rental property and get started investing. Now, these are some different ways that you could work with them. Sounds like you're a great dad, so you're probably willing to do that. I know there are some parents that are like, nope, you're totally on your own. I don't know where you come down on that, but I would definitely be willing to work with my kids on a strategy that made sense for them, but was also not putting me on the hook for some stupid investment that they didn't understand. Real estate is one of, obviously, the smartest investments you can make. So, Kevin, thank you for that question. If you have any follow-up questions on it, I would love to hear your progress with your two daughters. In fact, reach out. Maybe I'd love to have you on the podcast if they start investing. Let's do that. I would love to see their journey. I think this would be really helpful for our audience to see younger people investing. So thank you, Kevin, for that question. All right, our next question comes from Jarvis.
I have a 3% interest rate on a 5/1 adjustable rate mortgage on my primary residence that I got 4 years ago, and have been looking into the HELOC method to pay down my principal balance. I have not seen any HELOC rate that is better than my primary mortgage rate. Is it still worth going through the HELOC method?
All right. Thanks for the question, Jarvis. Great question. Now, he's asking about the HELOC method, which I wrote about in our best-selling book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And many of you have bought the book and paid off your mortgage in less than that amount of time using this strategy. So a home equity line of credit is a great way to think about paying off your primary mortgage. Remember, I want you to think about, Jarvis, if you read the book, then you'll understand that we're talking about two different financial products here. They're not the same. A home equity line of credit, of course, is different than your traditional mortgage. Different structure. Basically, what you're doing here is you're trading time for interest. Remember, your two biggest enemies in a mortgage are time and interest. What you want to do by using the home equity line of credit method is to eliminate the time, because then you're able to cut into your amortization schedule. So thinking about, and of course, you've got an adjustable rate mortgage as well, so that's going to adjust. And yes, interest rates are incredibly low, but what you're doing is you're using one other financial product right now to eradicate the time involved. You need to run the numbers. And if you read our book, you'll know how to look at this a little bit differently and to think about building out a spreadsheet and using that mortgage tracking calculator. We can put that in the description below as well, so you can play with those numbers a little bit. But I would definitely think about using the home equity line of credit strategy. Now, banks earlier this year, because of the pandemic, pulled back on their home equity lines of credit. They were removing those secondary products from the marketplace. They have now loosened back up, and because the trillions of dollars that the Federal Reserve is pumping into the banking sector, and they've announced that they're going to continue doing it for the next few years, banks are like, great, you keep buying up all these junk mortgage-backed securities, and we will keep letting money flow into the system. So take advantage of these products. Take advantage of home equity lines of credit. If you have equity in your home, you cannot eat that equity. Use it. Use it right now to be able to pump into that primary mortgage, shaving years off of your amortization schedule. So thank you so much, Jarvis, for that question. If you have a question real estate related and finance that you'd like to ask me, please go to our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Ask a 30-second voicemail question or less. Keep them short, and we will answer them right here on the show. And if you're ready to take advantage of rental real estate and you want to book a call with our team because you are ready to go to the next level, please go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a free call button right there, and jump on the phone with us. Again, like I said, our minimum down payment for a property is going to be in that $30,000 to $40,000 range. And if you're ready to have a full team take care of everything for you, then please book a call with us today. All right, until next time, everyone, go out there. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.